Welcome back to the Boss Lab.
Hey, 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 what is up, you guys? It is your girl, Natalie Butler, aka Chicago's Natalie, and today I'm here to talk about three things that you must have in order to come up with a killer Pinterest marketing strategy. Now, here's a bit of a confession. When I first started my Pinterest account, I did not have a Pinterest marketing strategy. I also wasn't one of the early adopters, so I didn't have a bunch of followers just because I placed my stake in the sand early on. I had to start from scratch. Probably the same thing you're doing right now. I was on the platform, had no sense of direction, much less any knowledge of how to actually use Pinterest for business. Another moment of truth. I didn't even know you could use Pinterest for business, okay? I stumbled upon its capabilities by mistake. I pinned a blog years before, had forgotten all about it. As I was looking at the blog stats, I realized the pin was still generating traffic to my blog years later, despite the facts. Number one, I wasn't really on the platform much. Number two, didn't even know how to really use the platform. And number three, I didn't have a bunch of followers to do the work for me. So it caused me to take a second look at Pinterest. I'd never really pursued Pinterest because it looked overly complicated. And I told myself that I didn't have time to learn about another social media platform. Yet I realized something. Unlike social media, my pin was still generating traffic years after it was pinned. The average social media post has a lifespan of less than a day. Yet here we are on Pinterest, and years later, it's still generating traffic for me. With that being said, I decided it was worth it. After hours upon hours of studying, implementing, measuring, and revamping, I got it down to a science. I saw my account reach millions of monthly viewers, blog traffic increase, email lists grew, and well, new customers, of course. So how did I accomplish this? I learned there are three things each Pinterest marketing strategy must have. Number one, pin your own content. I see a lot of content creators using Pinterest for personal use. For some reason, there seems to be a natural divide between the social media platforms using Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn for business use, and then only coming to Pinterest for personal use. I think this may be due to the common misconception that Pinterest is only about DIYs and recipes, you know, the things you do off the clock. No, 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 my friends. Pinterest is so much more, and there's room for just about every industry. It has also come to me that many people simply don't know how to use Pinterest, just like I had not. They're not sure how to upload content to Pinterest, much less how to get that content seen in the feed. So they've settled with just pinning others' content. It's easy, right? Unfortunately, this is leaving tons of money on the table. People are constantly looking for new ideas, inspiration, and solutions. Don't be afraid to get your content in front of them. They are looking for you. Now remember this, because most pinners are scrolling using smartphones, you want to create vertical pins to take up more real estate on the phone. Selfish? Maybe. Effective? Yep. Number two, let's optimize. Now, this is a little loaded. Optimization is key. Because Pinterest performs as a search engine, you want to make sure that the content you upload to the platform can be discovered. In order to do this, you want to make sure that you've conducted enough research to learn what keywords to use in order to attract your ideal audience. Think, what would your ideal audience be searching for? What solution can you offer? Now that you have your keywords, you want to place them in the title of your board, pin, and in the pin description. This tells Pinterest what your pin is about so that they can share it with others who have a common interest, or even better, those who are looking for the exact same thing. Keywords are crucial. And number three, call to action. Pinterest is one of the very few platforms that encourages content creators to share external links so that pinners may leave the platform. On most other social media platforms, they want to keep the user there. Take advantage of Pinterest's generosity. As marketers, we see the same CTA messages over and over, and maybe we've become either annoyed or immune to them. However, non-marketers have not. Some people need guidance and need to be told what to do. This is the perfect time to build your email list, direct traffic to your blog, increase podcast listeners or video views, promote or showcase products, or sign up for a course or an ebook. Define your objective. What do you want visitors to do? Then make sure each pin is directing them to that source. Every pin should be taking them to another level off of the platform. Now, does this Pinterest marketing strategy actually work, and who does it work for? Yes. I know there's a great deal of information on how coaches, consultants, and service-based business owners can use Pinterest for business. However, the techniques and strategies work for product-based businesses as well. Actually, if you have a product-based business, I suggest you get on Pinterest now. According to Omnicore, 93% of active pinners said they go to Pinterest to plan their next purchase, and 87% said they've purchased something because of Pinterest. It's also been reported that at least 40% of pinners have a household income of over $100,000. So let's start planting those seeds now. And as my husband says, the proof is in the pudding. Here's one of my product pins that has grown organically, aka no paid advertising. As you can see, 28,000 people were intrigued enough to click on it to learn more. Of that, 733 saved it to their board, which expands my reach because now they're sharing it with their followers. And 849 people went to the website to learn more about it or possibly even purchase it. And this is just one pin, you guys. So if you're interested in discovering the perfect Pinterest marketing strategy for your business, let's chat.